Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. People stay in their careers for more than a paycheck. They seek purpose and a positive work environment, benefits, and continuing education. Mentorship can play a big role in not only improving outcomes at work, but in retaining staff. SDPB's Jackie Hendry has been exploring how mentorship works with South Dakota teachers, and she joins us now in the SDPB studios at the University of Sioux Falls for more. Hey, Jackie, thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So we're here to talk about the statewide teacher mentoring program. How did it get started?
Well, many of us might remember the Blue Ribbon Task Force that looked into ways to improve recruitment and retention of teachers in South Dakota a couple years ago. And that task force resulted in three new laws that were passed during the 2016 legislative session. We hear the most about the package that reformed the school funding process and increased teacher salaries through taxes. But the third law also created some state-funded programs to help schools operate and retain teachers, and this mentorship program is part of that package.
All right, what does the program itself look like?
So it pairs a teacher who is within their first year or two of the profession of teaching with someone who has at least 5 years of teaching experience under their belt, and at least one of those 5 years has to have been within the last 7 years. But really, all that actually means is that maybe the mentor is recently retired, recently moved to an administrative position, but as long as they have that minimum of 5 years teaching experience somewhat recently, they can be a mentor. And once a mentor is paired with a new teacher, it's a 2-year commitment. So last week, the first cohort of mentors and mentees wrapped up their commitment at the Summer Academy for Teachers. That's also part of that legislative package.
So the first group to go through the program is wrapping up. And what did those new teachers have to say about their experience?
The teachers I talked to all had really positive things to say about their experience. Darren Newton, for example, is a 7th grade life sciences teacher at Belfouche Middle School. His mentor was Nicole Keegan, who's a staff development manager for Rapid City Area Schools, but her teaching experience was in the same subject area, life sciences. So Newton says she helped him in all kinds of ways.
So support with curriculum, support in the classroom, classroom management, support with, I'd say, not emotional support, kind of emotional support, yeah. You know, just somebody that I could go to with any sort of struggle or questions that I had.
And he mentioned they worked together building an instructional unit that he could use in his own classroom, and that she was a sounding board for dealing with anything from difficult students to navigating administrative processes and stuff like that.
I like how he's not quite ready to say she provided emotional support, but okay, she did.
Yep.
Yeah. So they're not leading with that necessarily. They're not saying this person's here for your emotional support.
Right.
But it's definitely happening in an organic, I hate that word, but in an organic way.
Right. You have that person that there's a kind of a schedule of when they touch base with each other and certain topics that they deal with, but that does kind of come up somewhat naturally when you've had a bad day with a kid or a parent or whoever.
Right.
You're going
to
talk about that too.
All right. So 2 years can be a sizable commitment. What do the mentors sort of get out of it, if that's a fair question?
Right. And they can get a number of things out of it as well. For some of them, it's as simple as maybe keeping their edge because their mentee is maybe a little more up to date on some of the new technological aspects of the job. For instance, Jeremy Wiebersack at Whittier Middle School here in Sioux Falls says his mentee Javier Vieira showed him how to use a video discussion app called Flipgrid in their social studies classes.
We talk about making claims and backing up with evidence, which is a big piece of our writing. Well, we're starting to do that, but they videotape themselves. And that's something that Javi's brought to the table, and it's going to spread. It'll spread throughout the district, I'm sure.
Being a new teacher sometimes also rejuvenates the mentor's own passion for what they do and helps them maybe think about putting words to their own experiences that they went through. So Darren Newton's mentor, Nicole Keegan, who we mentioned, she actually took on two mentees at once, and she's taught for 15 years before taking her management position. And she talks about this program giving her a sense of paying it forward.
Because I've had opportunities, I've been able to hone my own skills, so it's nice to be able to offer that to others and to kind of give them some connections and opportunities through things like this. I mean, in this room we have 600 people, and so being able to find some others that you can rely on within that is also great too.
And that room she's talking about is a conference hall at the Denny Sanford Premier Center in Sioux Falls. A week ago today, the Department of Education hosted 2 days of workshops and speakers to kind of celebrate the end of the year and give teachers a chance to kind of work on more ideas for next year.
Right. 600 people, she said. Has the program seen a lot of growth over the 2 years it's existed?
Yeah. The first year there were just under 180 new teachers, 154 mentors. And then during this school year that just ended, the second year of the program, just over 350 new teachers and 275 mentors took part in the program.
And then they all get together at the Summer Academy.
Yes.
So if you're wondering what your teachers are doing during the summer, they're not just at the pool.
Yeah. No. Far from it.
Far.
That's kind of a secondary aspect of this program. Last year, there were two gatherings on each side of the Missouri River. This year, they decided to try having the entire group of people all get together in one place. Matt Gill runs the show. He's the educator support specialist with the Department of Education. And I chatted with him, and he just told me some of the breakout sessions included everything from curriculum development to even yoga and self-care for new teachers.
Hmm. Any changes on the horizon for the next cohort?
Well, Gill told me maybe some adjustments, maybe more structure in the timelines that are given to the mentor pairs for when they should be working through what particular thing. And another thing he mentioned was developing maybe more of a network for just the new teachers amongst themselves in the state to talk to each other.
How do teachers who are, you know, are listening right now and saying, well, I'm not part of that. How do I become part of that? Are there ways that teachers can reach out and look into it?
Yeah, there's a few different ways. A lot of districts might already send out some kind of email so you can maybe figure out who to talk to in your own district. But outside of that, any information that you might want about the program, you can find at the Department of Education's website. So doe.sd.gov/mentoring.
So I'm wondering, when you're in this room, Jackie, what was the energy like? Did you, because it sounds, when you bring up, just to hear about it, it sounds pretty exciting and like a lot of synergy is happening and a lot of collaboration and a lot of big ideas. Did you kind of get that sense when you were there amongst those teachers?
Yeah, and I got the sense it was maybe nice to have this big gathering to feel appreciated. And for instance, the theme of the year was kind of everyday superheroes, and you've got like little cartoon characters and capes talking about how great teachers are, but it's the truth.
Right.
And the keynote speaker was actually South Dakota Teacher of the Year, Rachel Schaefer, and she talks about, you know, we are everyday superheroes because it's more than just teaching the kids. You might be having to answer these hard questions when a first grader watches the news and says, teacher, why would a person take a gun and go into a school? I haven't taken any elementary education classes. I don't know if that's necessarily covered in what you learn. That's something that you have to figure out kind of on the fly. And so much goes beyond what people might recognize. So I think it just seemed like a nice, maybe breath of fresh air, but also a chance to kind of at that iron sharpens iron sort of thing.
Right. The report cards are in, the conferences are over, all your wounds have perhaps healed, and it's now time to remind yourself why you do what you do.
Exactly.
And then get a little bit better at it so you can keep doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting stuff. Sounds also like something that could be transferred to other professions in a pretty successful way.
Yeah.
Although I'm sure many other professions do have similar programs, but lots to think about there. Jackie Hendry, thanks so much for following this. We appreciate your time.
Thanks so much.